In just 2 months of starting my podcast, I secured dream guests like SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell and my absolute hero, Bertie Gregory, who is a National Geographic wildlife filmmaker, explorer with his own Disney Plus shows. And today I'm going to show you the exact way you can secure your dream guests as well when you're just starting your own show, even faster than I did. So the best way to contact and reach out to your guests is via email. It's way better than Instagram DM or social media DM, and we'll get to that later. But how do we get guests' emails? Because it is by far the superior way. It's the way I've secured all of my dream guests. It's all been through email. But how do we get the guests' emails in the first place? Well, you can either do it manually or use AI. Either way, all you need to do is type in the guest name and put contact or email at the end of the search, press enter, and if their email is publicly available, it will be there, it will come up for you, and you have their email. So many people ask me, how did you get this guy on the show? How did you get the SpaceX co-founder on your show? How do you get all these guests anyway? Why do they want to come onto your show? I just say, I emailed them. So many people's emails are available on the internet nowadays, and people use them. People check their email regularly. It's the best way to get guests on your show. And now we've got the guest emails, how do we send them one that will increase their chances of saying yes? Well, I've got an entire template which you can plug into AI and copy and paste based on the guest's name and expertise, and it will generate a personalized email for you. Top link in the description for that. It's on my private remote podcast. It's my paid community, my paid course, where I go through the step-by-step blueprint of exactly how to grow your own podcast super fast. There's a few things in that email template that I use regularly that are important if you want to get your dream guest to say yes to come onto your show. You need some social proof. So if you've grown your show by a few numbers, you've got a million views on one video, include that. If you've got a best-selling author, include that. If you've started your own business and you're a business owner, include that. If you've won an athletics competition, just say you're a competition-winning athlete. I started off as a photographer, an award-winning BBC featured photographer, which I included in all of my emails and still do to this day. Having that social proof indicates you're an important person and you're worthy of, you know, their time, and they're worthy of coming onto the show. It just increases the credibility, makes you look more professional. Don't make anything up, but you can bend the truth a little bit. If you've done something or you got a million views on a different account or whatever, just include something that you've done. And if you haven't done anything with your life, do something with your life. But if you still want to send an email to your guests, which I recommend you doing, even if you have zero social proof, which I highly doubt, everyone's achieved something in their life. Everyone's tried something. Just introduce who you are, introduce that you're a podcaster, and then tell them what the podcast is about very briefly, and then give them a specific compliment about a specific piece of their work. Don't make it generic. Don't be like, oh, I love your work on psychology or filmmaking. Say, this paper that you did about this psychology topic was so fascinating, and I know the audience will absolutely love the lessons that we can extract from it in this conversation. It's just so much better, isn't it? Be giving a specific compliment about the guest work. It shows that you've spent time researching them and genuinely care about them and want to know more about their work. It just makes them feel good. It makes them feel important. And that's the most important thing you need to do when you're reaching out to guests to come onto your podcast. But before we do any of that, by the way, we need to make the headline of the email, the header of the email, super important. Imagine it's like the title of a video. It's super important. It's the first thing they're going to see. I do podcast invitation, discuss their specific expertise with Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster. But before I was Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster, I just had it as podcast invitation, discuss whatever topic they're the best at, whatever they're an expert in. How do you know what the guest is an expert in? Well, you create an email AI template that says, give them a specific compliment about their specific expertise and include this in the email title. And AI will do it for you. AI will trawl the internet and find it for you, which saves you loads of time and means you can send loads of emails out super fast. A few other things in the email would, after the specific compliment given about their work, would be specific things that you can discuss with them. Again, you can ask AI to find specific things that you want to talk about, and it does it for you, and then you just pick and choose which ones you actually want to talk about with them. I wouldn't get AI to find specific things that you can talk about with the guests that aren't things that you want to talk about. but I'd get AI to find the specific things for you if you're stuck on ideas, and then choose the best ones and add that to the email. Then if you've had guests come on your show before, a best-selling author, a leading academic, you would include their name, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 names that have come on the show and say, here's why your name fits. Because that's, again, more social proof that you can add that will increase the chance of saying yes. People like to be important. And a great way to be important is to surround yourself with important people. If you've had important people come onto your podcast and you mention that in your email to the potential guest, they're going to feel like if they come onto your show, they're going to be surrounded by important people. Therefore, they're going to have a higher chance of saying yes. So it's a super effective tactic. Also, give a mention about your numbers. If you got a video blow up on social media that got 2 million views, say we've gathered over 2 million views across all social media platforms. I've gained over, well, way more than 4 million views now, but the last time I checked, it was 4 million views across all socials. I always include that in the email to the guest because it indicates that it's a popular and growing show. And if you indicate how long it's been, you know, I gained 250,000 views in the first month. That is very impressive. Include that in the email. Obviously, if you're just starting your show, literally this is going to be the first email you send. You can't add some of these stuff, but write these down. And in a few weeks' time, when you've got a few guests come onto your show and you've got a few thousand views, include that on your emails. So once you've done that, before you end the email, I would also mention a few ways that can benefit them directly. So you can give them the episode for them to post on their social media platforms. It gives them a platform to promote their new work and share their expertise and gain a new loyal audience from your show. And also you can give them the high quality clips that you generate from the podcast, like short form content. If you want to learn more about how to do that, top link in the description or check out the rest of my channel for videos on tips on how to create short form content using AI and go viral, just like I did in 10% of the time it would usually take if you created it manually, not using AI. So then we end the email with a call to action, a CTA. And this basically closes it all off with saying, would you be open to come onto the show? If so, let me know a few available dates and we'll sort something out. And then you'll sign off with your name and maybe leave links to your podcast on YouTube or your website or the award that you won that you were talking about. So I leave the BBC feature on the bottom of my podcast or my name. Because again, that's social proof. That is proof that you are who you say you are. And it's proof that you are important, you are professional, and you're worthy of their time. And that's what you include in the emails. And if you want the template, top link in the description, because it's an absolute no-brainer and it has allowed me to get to 10 to 20% conversion rate. Out of all the emails I send, 10 to 20% of the guests say yes to come onto the show at least. And that's a super high conversion rate for cold emails. But we haven't even got to the best bit yet. A lot of the time the guests won't say yes to come onto your show from the first email, but don't give up there. 3 to 7 days later, send them a follow-up email saying, hi, Peter, I'm just checking if you've received or read my previous invitation message. If you're open to coming on the podcast, what dates are you available over the next few weeks? Send that 3 to 7 days after sending the first email. So many of them who haven't replied to the first one, will say yes or reply to that one and either say yes or no, or I'm busy, talk to me later, invite me later. And then you'll just create another invitation to them and schedule it for like 6 months time, instead of thinking that you're going to remember to email them again in 6 months. You just won't. So whenever a guest, but this is a side note, but whenever a guest says, I'd love to come on and thank you for inviting me, but I'm really busy right now. And circle back in 6 months time. Send another email this time next year and I'll see if I'm available. Don't think, oh yeah, I'm going to remember that one email out of the thousands I send and email that guest in a year's time. No. You create a email that says, hi, just circling back. I invited you on the podcast last year and you said you weren't available or busy. Just checking your availability now. If so, what dates are you free over the coming weeks? Write that out as soon as you see that email and then schedule it for 6 months time, a year's time. Because you will not remember to, if not, and you'll miss out on one of your dream guests, which is what we want to do. We want to secure our dream guests and get them on the show. We want to talk to our heroes. And that's the best way to do it is through podcasting. So 3 days later, send a follow-up. And then 2 weeks after that, I would then send another follow-up, almost like a final follow-up, but it's not the end of the world if you don't do that. A lot of the time, the guest will be sick of you emailing them and just say, thank you, but no. Or they'll say, oh yeah, okay, sure, let's get it sorted. Because a lot of people, including myself, read messages and read emails and answer them in our head and then think, oh yeah, I'll send it later, and they procrastinate it. And then in their head, it's already been ticked off. They've already got the dopamine reward from doing that task, and then they forget about it. So sending a follow-up or two or three or four constantly reminds the guest that you want them to come to your show. And a lot of the time people do want to come onto the show, but they're either busy or they just forget to respond. So sending a polite follow-up a few days later is the best tactic for them to come onto your show. Bertie Gregory was secured through a follow-up. SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell was secured through a follow-up. Emmy-winning, knighted photographer who's photographed every celebrity that you can imagine, Steve Jobs, Kate Moss, like you name it, Albert Watson, I secured through following up. Like 80% of my guests have been secured through sending a follow-up email. It's the most critical part of your guest invitation approach. You have to not give up on the first email if they don't respond. Follow-up, 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 and you end up securing your dream guest. I can almost guarantee it. Just a way higher yes rate. Okay, so I promised you that we would talk about why email's more professional than sending a DM. If you're an avid social media user in my generation, I think it's Gen Z, I don't even know. You're like, you know, a teenager, or you're in your 20s. You probably don't use email that much. And you use DM instead. And a lot of like these podcast gurus that I'm not a podcast guru, I'm just sharing what I've done and what you, like, you know, I'm sharing my expertise and the things that I've learned and the mistakes that I've done. So you can avoid the same. I'm not a guru or anything, but a lot of these like fake podcast gurus who don't even have their own podcast and don't even post podcasts regularly. Like, this is what a side piece, but why do so many podcast gurus and video tutorial gurus and like YouTube like tutorial people that like don't actually have a podcast or a YouTube channel separate to their thing? They're just a podcast tutorial video creator. But why would you listen to someone who hasn't started their own podcast and doesn't regularly post podcasts and isn't growing their show like I do? I don't understand it. And it's a shame, because I wish that my favorite podcasters and favorite YouTubers did talk about the process in which they make videos and have their own second channel for tips like I do. But luckily for you, you have me, which you can learn from. And the best way to learn is my private paid podcast community, which goes through the step-by-step process of exactly how to grow your show, just like I did, and get even better results in even short time. Top link in the description for that. But yeah, these like podcast gurus who don't even have their own podcast recommend you DMing these guests. And even if you've just started your podcast and you have zero followers, like, even if you have 100,000 followers or 10K followers, like I have like 11 or 12,000 followers on Instagram right now. I've sometimes tried to DM people on Instagram and it has not worked in comparison to email, because it doesn't go directly into their inbox. It goes into the request part of their DM, which nobody checks anyway. And if you don't have a million of followers, they won't respond. If you don't have a blue tick, they won't probably respond. And people don't go onto these platforms necessarily to do business. They go on to consume content and distract themselves from their problems. So by sending them a formal professional podcast invitation, there's a very high chance of them not even reading it. And if they do read it, they're not even responding. Whereas people go on email with their business hat on. They're going there to get stuff done and accept invitations to things or decline invitations to things. And they regularly check it because that's part of their life and their job, and it's where all their career happens. We spend 50% of our waking hours working, so a lot of the time is going to be spent reading emails. It doesn't go to a request section. It goes directly to their inbox, so they're guaranteed to see it, especially if you send multiple follow-ups, like I mentioned earlier. And you don't have your zero or five followers attached to the email, so they will just see you as more professional because you don't have that lack of social proof attached to it. It's just an absolute no-brainer, and it's exactly how I would and continue to secure my dream guests when I'm just starting out my podcast. Email is the way. And yeah, if you want the exact step-by-step blueprint and you want to join weekly calls with me and get personalized feedback from me of how to exact the exact steps on how to start your own podcast and succeed whilst avoiding all the mistakes and learning from a pro like myself, and get my email template, which you could put into AI to generate hundreds of emails to send to guests, which saves you so much time and much, much more. Join my promo podcast blueprint. It is just for you. If you're just starting your podcast, I wish I had someone to tell me what to do, what not to do. And I didn't. And I had to learn through trial and error. But luckily for you, you have me. Top link in the description. I hopefully will see you there on the next live weekly call. Right now it's half price. If you sign up before the 25th member joins, you'll be getting it for that price. After the 25th member, I will be doubling it. So you're early right now. Hopefully see you there. Watch the next video or click the top link in the description. And yeah, hope you enjoyed this. Goodbye.